102.9 KBLX, R&B and Old School, your dream team in the morning with Kimmy T, Tony Sko, and Rudy O. And Saturday it's going down at the Oakland Arena, the Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival, one of the hottest comedy shows to hit the Bay Area in
ridiculous.
A long time. We got one of the stars this morning from his busy schedule, of course. We got Gary Owen on the line. Gary!
What's happening, Gary?
G-Thang.
Welcome, good sir.
It's like deja vu. I feel like I just heard that intro.
So do we.
Deja vu all over again, man. How you feeling this morning, man?
I'm good. Just ghost riding the whip.
Ghost riding the whip.
Wow. He's getting his Oakland vernacular up right now.
Now, what particular city are you in? Because we know, like, every other day, you somewhere else, Gary. So where are you at right now?
I'm in the Bay right now, but I'm about an hour from you guys.
Yes. Oh, okay, cool,
yeah.
Cool.
He's up there. He's off Highway 4.
He's a new Bay Area resident recently. Hey, man, we appreciate you so much for calling this morning, man. It's going down Saturday, the Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival. And we talked to some more the other day, and she says this thing has just been rocking, man. Y'all been killing it on this show.
Yeah, it's been fun, man. It's all heavy hitters. You know what I mean? It's like the Warriors. We just got everybody on the squad.
Seriously, man.
All starters.
It's an all-star squad right now.
Not this year. Not this year's Warriors.
No, definitely.
No.
That's at some other very obscure club going on right now.
Now, let me ask you.
The Oracle Warriors.
I'm going to ask you, as a longtime comedian, when you do a big show like this, because I know you do a lot of club work and you do shows all over the country, all over the world. Now, when you do a big show like this with a lot of heavy hitters, do you have to prepare any differently, or is it just part of the game? You just go in there and do your thing like you normally do it?
I just do me. You know, I said this a lot recently. I made a conscious decision. I don't really watch a lot of stand-up anymore because two things can happen. One, you can psych yourself out. And two, you can watch so much stand-up, you start taking people's, like, mannerisms.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Not a joke. So, literally, when I get to the arena, I sit in my dressing room, we play some music. I don't listen to anybody else. And they say, Gary, you got 5 minutes. Then I go out there.
Okay.
So I just make sure I just stay in my own little zone.
That's a real artist right
five
there.
5 minutes, they'd be like, Gary, then 4 minutes, then you put on your cape, then three right. minutes, you put on your mask, then two minutes, bam!
And you come 1 minute, you a Superman of comedy.
Yeah. Tony, you know, I've seen it. Like, you get on a show where everybody's ripping.
Uh-huh.
You can psych yourself out. You really can.
Yeah, and get comfortable and thinking you about to go up there and just ride the wave.
Right.
Yeah. Or you're like, dang, he just ripped. How am I going to follow that?
Right. And, you know, I could totally see that happening, too, because it's such a heavy lineup. It's a star-studded lineup. And Oakland is one of those cities that loves good comedy. Do you guys have, like, certain cities as comics on this tour? Do you have certain cities that you're excited to go to?
I like them all, man. I like them all. Every city has its own little thing about it that you like. There's not really one. I don't really like Evansville, Indiana.
Right, man. That makes two of us.
Yeah, that's the birthplace of the Klan, my brother.
Yeah. I'm not keen on that place.
I remember I was in Evansville, and I was walking into a restaurant, and this old white man was walking out. He's like, I don't think you want to come in here and eat, young fella.
Right.
I'm like, thank you, sir. I'll be going to Shake Shack. Right. Shake and Shake.
By the
right
level
now.
Of the twang on that accent, I think he was right.
A rebel flags everywhere.
You know what's crazy? I was kidding, but I had the same experience. Not that, but I saw it happen.
Really?
Did I just see that?
Now, did you continue to go in there and eat? I bet you were like, should I even go in here and eat?
Seriously.
Yeah, you know what? I got it to go. I still ate there, but I got it to go.
Food's delicious, but the service is terrible.
Right. What was that one place in, Tony, you ever played Columbia, South Carolina?
Yeah.
There was a place called Maurice's, and it was a barbecue spot.
I know exactly what you're talking about. We used to do the Army base, yes.
Yo, I walk in there. They got all this rebel flags. They got all this racist paraphernalia. It was like the real Barack Obama and stuff like that. And I was like, what is this? So I go on stage and ask the crowd. They're like, oh, yo. And I was like, I can't believe it was that much in your face.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Jeez. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was like, and they had names like the Confederate corn fritter. You know, you're just like, oh my God. I don't know if I want this.
It sucks that people that are so racist are also so good at cooking. It's so terrible.
The rebel ribeye. You know, I don't know if I want the rebel ribeye right now.
I'm not lying. I did eat there. I got myself to go. But it was funny. It was all white people working in the back. Especially making the food, I said, hold on. I'm in the South.
Right.
I'm at a barbecue spot, and there ain't one black person working
here. Oh, hell no.
Something's wrong here.
It wasn't no seasoning nowhere near that food.
Seasoned with water.
Just dashes of salt everywhere you looked.
Mayonnaise is spicy.
Yeah. Okra is not tasty with no flavor.
What else you been talking about, man? I know you seen the young lady in the strip club, Gianna Sky, take flight and fall from the stage, man. What do you had to say about that when you saw it? I know you were tripping.
Hey, it's that Mamba mentality, baby.
All right, P. Kobe, baby. The Mamba mentality lives on.
Heck,
dude, I saw it. I go, dang, she got that Mamba. She got the Mamba mentality.
Got right back
it
up.
Twerk
right
it
back.
Out.
Right back up. You got to twerk your problems away.
It ain't nothing but a broke jaw. It ain't nothing.
Yeah, she got to GoFundMe. That was the best.
Look, hey, she got to GoFundMe and made 30 racks, which she would have made in like 3 months at the strip club. So
right.
I guess she did the right thing.
She's giving the strippers great, great ideas now.
Right, watch how many people are going to be falling from the sky.
Right. You're going to see strippers oiling the pole up now before they get on it.
I'm about to get this GoFundMe money.
I'm about to fall.
Why is there a pad at the bottom?
Right. Why are the strippers in the dressing room putting on mouthpieces?
These clubs are going to start doing that. Watch. They got to protect their assets.
Hilarious. Yeah, hey, man, we can't wait to see you this week, man. Of course, it's going to be a great lineup. This lineup is incredible, you guys. You got Mike Epps. You got some more. You got Gary Owen. You got LaVale Crawford. You got Mark Curry, the Bay Area's own. Mm. And you got little old me, Tony Scott. You better
little
get that
Tony.
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 Y'all going to miss me. Believe me, they put me up in the first 5 minutes. But you know what? Hey, I'll tell you this, Gary. It's always an honor to work with you guys. It's always an honor to be on stage with you. You guys are truly consummate professionals. I've never seen you not one time mail it in and not go hard.
Nice.
And give your 110% effort to every show. So I'm looking forward to seeing you again this weekend, my brother.
Appreciate it, man. I'll see you on Saturday.
That's right. Yes, Saturday, sir. You guys get your tickets to Oakland Arena. We're going to tear it up, the Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival, with my man that we're talking to right now, Gary Owen.
Thank you, Gary.
It's your dream team in the morning right here on 102.9 KBLX.